USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The White House is calling on Congress to avoid a government shutdown by passing funding legislation.
House Republicans failed multiple times this week to do their basic duty, keep the government running. Instead, they were pushed to the extremes with increasingly severe cuts to programs Americans rely on.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is urging House Republicans to honor the bipartisan agreement negotiated by Speaker McCarthy and President Biden. Congress must pass a funding bill by the end of the month to avert a shutdown. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez and his wife are charged with federal bribery.
Prosecutors claim he received substantial bribes to influence and protect businessmen and the Egyptian government. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says an FBI raid of their home turned up a lot of cash.
They discovered approximately $500,000 of cash stuffed into envelopes and closets. Some of the cash was stuffed in the senator's jacket pockets.
The bribes allegedly covered a mortgage, a luxury vehicle, and a no-show job. Menendez also accused of sharing sensitive U.S. government information with Egyptian officials. He's dismissing the charges as a smear campaign. Menendez is confident the issue will be resolved successfully. I'm John Schaefer.
Tropical storm Ophelia made landfall this morning in North Carolina with heavy rain and winds of 70 miles per hour. Ophelia is forecast to bring strong winds, heavy rain, and flooding from the Carolinas to southern New England. A house in New Jersey exploded last night, sending five people to the hospital. The house in West Milford suffered heavy damage. This neighbor tells PIX 11 News about the destruction.
There's nothing left. I mean, it's completely level right to the foundation. Parts of it laying all over the road, glass, debris, like two blocks down on top of one guy's house.
The cause of the explosion is under investigation. This is USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Welcome to the Continental.
From the world of John Wick comes a Peacock original three-part event that takes us back to 1970s New York. The Continental.
This institution wields power beyond your imagination.
Let's take this house and everything that comes with it.
The Continental, from the world of John Wick. Streaming now.
And away we go.
Only on Peacock.
President Biden says he will visit Michigan on Tuesday to join the picket line and stand in solidarity with the men and women of United Auto Workers. The union has expanded its strike of assembly plans for General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis to include parts distribution centers for two of the automakers in 20 states. This puts more than 18,000 workers on the picket lines. UAW is not making additional moves against Ford because they say the company has met some of their demands. President Biden is establishing the first of its kind White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention.
After every mass shooting, we hear a simple message, the same message all over the country. I've been to every mass shooting. Do something. Please do something.
Headed by Vice President Kamala Harris, the office will coordinate efforts to combat gun violence, particularly among children and teens. More than 83,000 cases of Kraft Singles American cheese slices have been recalled because of a choking hazard. The food processor says a manufacturing problem can cause plastic film to stick to the cheese. Six people have reportedly gagged or choked on the cheese. The company blames a temporary issue with one of its machines. The products under recall have expiration dates between January 10th and 27th of next year. Kraft Heinz said people shouldn't eat it and can return it for an exchange or refund. And people lined up outside stores in the U.S., China, and Europe on Friday to be among the first to get their hands on the iPhone 15. The base price is $800, while more advanced models start at $1,100. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.